Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's The Who, bringing us back from the rock opera Tommy. One of the great rock and roll songs of all time. Pretty good opera, too. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hector Barreto is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. 13, 14 years he's been hanging out with us. Former administrator of the SBA, now the chairman of thelatinocoalition.com. Put a .com, thelatinocoalition. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find all the things that they do there online. And what a leadership organization that is across the country, just doing such a great job of pulling all of the communities in the economy and the marketplace together. Hector, congratulations again on all the good work that you guys are doing.
Thank you, Jim, and I really appreciate your support and your partnership all these years. Couldn't do it without people like you.
Always. So, okay, Hector, give us a report on how things are going from an immigration standpoint. This is a really important point for one of the main pillars that got President Trump elected, what he was going to do on immigration.
Yeah. Well, as you know, there's no legislation right now that's really being, you know, considered. Right now their big focus is health care, as you know, and then after that it's going to be tax reform. But I think that there's already been some progress on the immigration front. And let me tell you what I mean by that. For years that we've been talking about this issue here in D.C. about how it's important for our economy, it's important for our security, a lot of folks said, look, until we get control over how many people are coming in and we get control over the border, this is a non-starter. Ever since the president's been in there, both of those things have been happening.
They've been happening organically, basically, right. Haven't they?
Well, I think there's a variety of things. I mean, I think he sent a message loud and clear that, you know, the status quo is not going to be acceptable anymore. Mm-hmm. They're putting more resources on the border. So they're getting more control on that border. I think the president's having conversations with leaders about what an immigration reform package could look like. I don't see that coming up here anytime in the next few months. Mm-hmm. But I sure hope that they tackle it, you know, this year. And if not, next year is going to be tough because you're going to get into that midterm election.
Right.
So I'm really hoping that maybe by the end of this year, they really start putting something
forward. Will a wall be necessary?
Well, you know, that's a good question. It's kind of a moving target. As you know, there's not money in the wall that's being considered right now in the budget. There just wasn't support for that. However, there is money for security at the border. And the president has said that he's going to build some type of a structure. But he's also said, look, it's not going to necessarily be 3,000 miles of, you know, a 30-foot, fence, or wall. It's going to be combinations of permanent structures. Some of it's going to be fencing. Some of it's going to be technology. Some of it's going to be border patrol agents. So there's going to be a combination of things. And at the end of this whole process, if they can get it paid for, that's going to be, quote-unquote, the wall. But, that remains to be seen when that money is going to be available and what that's actually going to look like. But I think something will go up there.
Well, the other thing, Hector, as fast as technology is moving, within a year or two, somebody could come up with an electronic, some kind of technology that could become the wall.
It's very possible.
There's so many different things that as you were indicating that could change things. But what do you think? The people who are here, the undocumented people who are here, I know many of them. Do you think that they've sort of settled down and don't feel like he's their enemy as much anymore?
Well, I still think that there's a lot of concern, and again,
do you think he's their enemy?
No, I don't think he's their enemy.
Do you think he wakes up in the morning thinking, how do I get rid of 12 million people who are here illegally? I don't think he does.
No, I don't think he does, and he knows a lot of these people himself. A lot of them have worked with him over the years. He said things, very positive things about the young people that are here, the so-called dreamers, and he wants to do something for them. So at the end of the day, I think that they're going to get something done, and it's going to make sense, and it's definitely going to be an improvement of what we have now, or for that matter, what we've had for the last 30 years, which is a really failing immigration system.
You know, I think I'm not romantic about Donald Trump, but I have been watching him. I have been listening to him now for some time. And he wasn't who I voted for in the primaries. But I tell you, this man is a father. I think you can look at his children and tell what kind of a father he's been, even with divorces.
Yeah.
They love him. He's a grandfather. It's a shame to me that people aren't seeing that as tough a businessman as this guy is, he's got a big heart.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's going to be seen as he goes through the administration.
Do you agree with me?
It's the proverbial, let's not pay attention to every scandal of the day. That a lot of it's being generated by folks that are never going to support him.
Right.
Let's pay attention to what he gets done. And so far, I think he's got a lot done. Nobody can say he's not an energetic, active leader. And
right.
If that's previews of coming attractions, I think we're going to go a long way to solving a lot of our problems.
The biggest concern I have about him right now is the trade thing, because you know your old boss George Bush got into trouble when he put a tariff on steel, which helped 175,000 steel workers, but hurt 4 million people who work with steel.
Right. Well,
you got to be careful when you know these things have equal and opposite effects, don't they?
They absolutely do. And you remember, you know, the administration can make proposals, but those have to be voted on by Congress. And right now, there isn't a real, in my opinion, a unity in the Congress on either side to pass something.
Quickly, do you think we'll get health care reform this before the end of the summer?
Well, I think it's going to get voted on very soon, and it's going to be in the Senate. And if the Senate can come to some kind of an agreement, I think we could have health care this year.
The Latino Coalition, Hector Barreto, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Anytime.
See you next time. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, a great American.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.